Good morning, Delaware. We are happy to be here this rainy morning, but you know, it's spring, and so tomorrow it's going to be probably 100 degrees, and then the next day it'll snow.
You know, I love spring rains, though, because you get all those petals that come down, and it makes the blacktop look so pretty, and this is one time, and it's warm out now. I'm not cold all the time outside.
But now we have the thing where it's warm outside, but then it's like extra hot
Women's
in my house.
Women's winter has come.
Yes.
Women's winter at work is here.
The air conditioning turns on, and I'm like, do I wear a sweater or a dress? I don't know what's happening right now.
I wear a sweater at all times.
You do.
I layer up.
Exactly.
I layer so much.
Well, that extra voice with us this morning is Suzanne Binal. Good morning.
Thank you, Nicole.
Good morning. Yes, Suzanne is the fundraising chair for our Friends of the Delaware County District Library, and we have lots to talk about with all the things that the Friends are doing, but we're just so happy to have you this morning.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's going to be a good morning.
Yes.
We're going to talk about all sorts of things, but first, we're going to start with books.
Oh, I've got a good one today, Nicole. I've got a good one.
Well, how did you describe it? It's bonkers. It's wild.
It's crazy.
It's unique.
It's different. It is. I brought you a bizarre book, and you're going to all love it. And everybody has to read this book.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you the title, and you're going to be sold just at the title.
I'm ready.
I read the book, We'll Prescribe You a Cat. We'll prescribe you
a cat. We'll prescribe you a cat. That sounds right.
I'm going to say this name so wrong. It's written by Shul Ishinida and translated by E. Madison Shimoda. So this is a Japanese book that's been translated, and the title gives you an idea. So we opened the story, and you have a very depressed individual, and they're looking for a clinic where they can get a doctor to help them. And he walks in, and they're like, oh, we don't take walk-ins. And he's like, but I'm here, and I really need help. And they're like, oh, we don't take, you know what? I'm going to squeeze you in.
Oh, thank
and he
goodness.
Squeezes him in, and he talks about how he's feeling and about how hard work is and awful everybody around him is, and he hates it. And the doctor looks at him and goes, I know what to do. Nurse, bring it in. I'm prescribing you a cat.
Oh, my gosh.
And
best
the guy's
medicine.
Like, what? And he's like, I'm prescribing you a cat. And so they bring the cat in a case, and he has a bag of what he needs. And inside is a prescription that says the cat's name. It says one random fact about what he needs to do. He takes it home and just kind of has to figure this out. And of course, because of the cat, he loses his job.
Because of the cat. With him,
he doesn't know what to do with it. I mean, the cat's just doing cat things, and I mean, they're easy, but they're also work. And yet you're already like, but you needed that cat. And he ends up in a situation where the cat scratches a car, and now he has a new job because he's got to pay off the damages to this car.
My goodness.
But the story just keeps going. So the great thing about I'll Prescribe You as a Cat is it's one big story, but it's also, you could read it as like six short stories.
Mm-hmm.
So the next person comes in and gets prescribed a cat. I mean, they really have a method down where they know which cat to prescribe you. And each cat has its own story, and each human has its own story. And eventually, the doctor's office has a story. And I have to say, it was a bizarre little quirky story, but it went somewhere.
Yeah.
It went somewhere I don't want to spoil for you.
The Japanese do a really great job with that. Because
they really do.
The other one that I read, which the name is escaping me and I'll get it later, was the one with the cafe where people sit down and they time travel with a certain tea
I've
service.
I just started that one, so I'll remember not to talk about it. It's literally the book I just read this morning, Before the Coffee Gets Cold.
Before the Coffee Gets Cold.
Yeah,
yes,
I just started that this
tea.
Morning. Gonna note you've written that or talked about that on radio.
Well, and it's kind of the same. It's like little vignettes,
yes.
You know, an individual, and it's a unique way to solve a problem, a cat or coffee or, you know, different
things.
And
it all comes together beautifully. If you need a story that's going to make you think, you don't see it coming, makes you think, tugs at your heartstrings, but you're not going to have to worry about pulling your car over if you're listening because you're bawling. You're just going to enjoy it.
Right.
It just was a lovely spring tale. It's a tale of rebirth, really. You know, it's a tale of something helping you find your way past a problem. We all have problems.
Right.
And I just love how these cats individually and uniquely solve each person's. You also get a little look at Japanese culture. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a geisha in one of these. There's, you know, you learn a little bit about what's expected in Japanese culture. Mm-hmm. So you get these little hints, but you don't need to know anything walking into this book other than it's called We'll Prescribe You a Cat.
Exactly.
And next time you're not feeling good, maybe you need to go get a cat for a few days.
Mm-hmm. But go to the right prescriber.
Go to the right prescriber because it's very specific which cat you need.
You don't want the wrong cat.
No. And they are magical. I mean, I do look at my cat sometimes. I'm like, force cuddles, pin, because I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. And you feel better after 10 minutes of her trying to get away, but purring because she also really likes those scritches.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's a love-hate relationship with cats.
It really is. It really is.
Well, that sounds delightful.
It was absolutely delightful. The audio is a great read.
Good.
So go for the audio if that's your feel. Go for the book, but absolutely get this one.
We'll prescribe you a cat.
We'll prescribe you a cat.
Suzanne, you have a recommendation that you said came from a librarian within the last year or so?
Yes. So I have been reading The Island of Missing Trees by Alif Shafak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting. The first couple chapters, I wasn't sure because the second chapter is actually narrated by the fig tree.
Oh,
and so I'm thinking,
fun.
Oh, I don't know about this. But, but it actually was, it's very interesting and a beautiful story. It's a love story. Mm-hmm. It actually opens with the man burying the fig tree in London. So not planting it. He was already planted it. He was burying it because a huge winter storm was coming and the fig tree would not survive.
Oh.
The big storm coming. Mm-hmm. So you can bury them to keep them insulated from mm-hmm. the weather and then, you know, write them. So you're kind of leaving their roots in the dirt,
uh-huh.
but you're putting the top of the tree down into the dirt as well.
Mm-hmm.
So very interesting and beautiful love story. It's actually a love story set in Cyprus, but
ooh.
We start in London, but you go back in time to Cyprus. And it's between a Greek and a Turk. And that was taboo in Cyprus in 1974 when mm-hmm. the story opened. So it's very interesting, and I recommend it. And it's also a Reese Book Club.
Oh, those are fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's got a very attractive cover. It's
yes.
got that bright blue with a fig leaf and a butter. I love when a cover just grabs you.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. So very, very interesting. Lots of, you know, the conflict in Cyprus between the Turks and the Greeks, but there multiple wars have been fought. They've been mm-hmm. occupied by multiple countries. And so there's a lot of strife and the beauty of Cyprus, because Cyprus was a beautiful island mm-hmm. before all these wars, you know, but they took down all the trees. And
I do like when a bit of historic context is built mm-hmm. into yes. just a standalone story, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily billed as a, you know, historical fiction.
Yeah.
But it's nice to kind of still learn about a part of the world and a significant part of their history that I might not have otherwise mm-hmm. learned about.
Yes, I do find always like historical novels. That's mm-hmm, one of my mm-hmm. passions as well.
Right.
Learn about the world. Mm-hmm. Love to travel. So now I'm thinking I might have to go to Cyprus.
You might have to.
I think you will.
You might have to.
I think you will. You can take me if you want. I'll go.
Yeah. One of my favorite books that did that was The Parted Earth by Anjari Anjidi, I think is mm-hmm. the name of the author. Mm-hmm. And that tells the story of the Indian, I think it was apartheid is what mm-hmm. Indian is what India went through, mm-hmm. Which I didn't know enough about, and mm-hmm. so that was mm-hmm. and that told the story of a family that was separated, and then what happened to this family that stayed in India and what happened to this family
yes.
that stayed. And so it's a generational
yes.
story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was very interesting. So yeah. I just like when those are blended in together.
I
like
agree.
That.
Mm-hmm. And that fig tree who narrates every other chapter
yes.
or so, that's actually becomes quite fascinating because then she's talking to the insects
right.
and the birds
uh-huh.
and the other trees, and they can talk to each other through their root system.
Yes, yes.
Nice.
And if
yes.
the author has
yes.
done their job right
yes.
and they've studied, mm-hmm. then they bring a lot of science into that.
A lot mm-hmm. of
yes,
science.
Yes,
yes,
yes. Mm-hmm. I read a children's book that did the same thing.
Very
it
good.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
I have a quirky book for us as well.
It's like Quirky Book Friday.
This quirky book also might have something given away by the title. It's called The Expectant Detectives. Ooh. And it is written by Kat Ailes. It is the first in a series, and the series is relatively new. But I'll give you the overview. So Alice and her partner Joe, they lived in a bustling metropolis, and but they are having their first baby, and they decide that they need to move out of the bustling metropolis into the countryside. And you know, it's a little bit cheaper, it's a little bit easier to get everything that they need, and not have to deal with taking the, you know, the carriage up and down the stairs and everything like that if you have a fourth floor walk up, you know. And so while they're out in the country getting settled, she's trying to meet people, and she decides that she's going to go into a birthing class. And so she's in the birthing class, and she's made friends with the people in the birthing class. The teacher's a bit eccentric. She's very holistic. And during one of her birthing classes, there is a woman who goes into labor. And it's a sudden, quick labor, like it's happening right now. And the woman who kind of leads the birthing class has kind of described birth in its horrors and has rightfully scared every woman in the class. And so, but she's also very holistic. And so while this woman is going into labor, she's like, it's happening. This is beautiful. Let's just have it happen. And the rest of the women in the class are freaking out. And they're like, we need to call an ambulance. Get this woman to the hospital. And she's like, no, everything's going to be wonderful. And so finally, like, the women of the class take over, and they were like, we're calling an ambulance. The birthing class is on the second story of a like kind of a shopping center, and on the lower level, appropriately so, is kind of a holistic, like also like medicine center. So there's lots of like teas and herbal supplements and different things like that. So the women take over. They call the ambulance. The one woman goes downstairs, who's the one who just has moved out from the city, goes downstairs to meet the ambulance. As she goes through the shop owner's store, he's dead. And
oh my.
We don't know how he died, when he died, but we know he was alive whenever they all walked into the class.
Is this a cozy mystery?
Oh my goodness.
It is a bit of a cozy mystery.
Oh, I'm already in love with this.
But it's plucky in the way that it self-identifies as a cozy mystery, and so it kind of makes fun of other cozy mysteries.
That is some of my favorite cozy mysteries. Cozy mysteries don't take ourselves too seriously. I am now a cozy mystery.
Right, cozy
I've
mysteries.
Read so many.
Cozy mysteries. Mysteries need to be self-aware that they are cozy mysteries.
They are
indeed
cozy mysteries.
And so then the, you know, now all of a sudden the one woman gets swept away to go and have her baby, thank goodness, and then the rest of the women in the class are now, you know, suspects of this murder. And the prime suspect is one woman in the class who had left at some point during the middle of the class to probably go to the bathroom, because that's what happens when you're, you know, 8 and 9 months pregnant. And so she's become the prime suspect, but everybody in the class knows it couldn't possibly have been her. So this group of 8 and 9 month pregnant women decide that they are going to band together to exonerate their friend who has been incorrectly charged as the suspect in this murder. So you can imagine all of the fun things that
sounds
go along
fun
with that.
Yes.
I'm already loving it.
Very plucky, very fun, very silly. There's also fun, you know, dog side characters. There's also fun, just fun things that happen with the friends. And they have a good time with it. So I would recommend The Expectant Detectives by Kat Ailes if you're looking for a little bit of laugh and a little bit of fun and a little bit of self-deprecating humor with your cozy mystery.
This is perfect. This is the perfect book selection. All three of us had something just a little off-center.
Just a little quirky. Just a little quirky this morning. With that, we will take a break, and we will come back on the other half to talk with Suzanne B. Now from the Friends of the Delaware County District Library about The Night at the Races. Stay tuned. Well, thank you for having us on the show this morning. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to be here.
Morning.
You know, we always are grateful of our time here on WDLR and all the good things that you do. You treat us so nicely.
We try. Donuts and everything, right?
And everything.
Salute.
Salute.
Aww. Well, this morning we are here with our friend, both with a lowercase f and an uppercase f, Suzanne Bienow, who is the fundraising chair for the Friends of the Delaware County District Library. Good morning.
Thank you, Nicole. Good morning.
There is a big thing on the horizon.
Such
and so we'll
thing.
Begin with the big thing, yes. Which is called the Night at the, or A Night at the Races. Mm-hmm. And this is the second annual and kind of this iteration of it. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about what this night is.
So the Night at the Races is a fundraiser for the Friends of the Library that we support, the library itself. And we have pre-recorded horse races, and they choose them randomly, like in a bingo cage. They
right.
pick the number of the horse race they're going to show, so you can't know who right. won that race.
If you're really a Derby savant, yes,
yeah,
you can't
yes.
know.
So, and then before they run the race, you go and bet on one of the 10 horses racing, a $2 bet. So bring cash with you mm-hmm. when you come, at least $12 to bet on each of the 6 races,
right.
and it's $2 per bet. There is a perfecta, but I think that's a $4 bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's so much fun. We had so much fun last year. We also will have a Derby hat contest, and it'll mm-hmm. be on May 1st at the Wedgwood Country Club from 6 to 8:30. And we have wonderful auction prizes for the 6 race. So people have bought the first 50 horses and named them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when their horse wins, then they get an extra prize mm-hmm. as well as whatever they bet on the horse. And so we have wonderful prizes for those winning horses. And then on the 6 race, we auction those 10 horses off the night of the races.
Mm-hmm.
So... And with the horse, you also can get a fabulous basket of goodies or a mm-hmm. wonderful bottle of bourbon or mm-hmm. A spa treatment or, and Zettler Hardware, which is our patron sponsor, actually donated a pizza oven for the auction.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
What?
A $600 pizza oven. So.
Is it a solo stove pizza oven?
I think it is.
Oh, my gosh.
You
no.
are stepping up for us.
They
it's
are.
On, Nicole.
They
you
are.
Me.
It's gonna
on.
Bid, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm going to be
you
holding
me.
Up the bid card.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So awesome prizes. So those will be auctioned off with the 10 horses in the last race. And then the winner of that last race gets an even bigger, more wonderful surprise.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Yes.
I will say, horse racing can feel like hard to approach if you don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Molly attended last year.
I know nothing about horse racing.
And it was so much fun. It was
yes.
so approachable. It was so easy, mm-hmm. especially because of the randomness of mm-hmm. the races. You don't have to research. You
no,
don't have
no,
to look
no.
at stats mm-hmm. or try and logic your way. You can just
right.
say, I don't know, here's 2-on-1, you know.
Yeah, right.
Everybody
you
at
like
our
the
table
name.
Was just cheering each other on.
Yes.
Like, I think I would go out really fast and be like, Nicole, are you still in?
Right.
It was just like, it's so random. It is just this fun, wild event where
yes.
we all look fantastic.
Yes.
So.
And we'll have heavy hors d'oeuvres, delicious food, mm-hmm. and a signature cocktail sponsored by our First Citizens National Bank.
What is the mm-hmm. signature cocktail?
Well, that's a secret.
Oh, okay. We're still
yeah.
working
yes.
on
yes.
it.
Okay. We won't yeah. announce that till
the night. I imagine it might be something that's in the Derby theme.
Yeah.
Yes, that
yes.
seems like
yeah.
fun.
Yes.
Well, and let me shout out the skill of our friends at decorating a room. Like
yes.
looking at the tables, if you just come for that, it's worth the entrance in there.
Absolutely.
It is. Everything is done
oh,
up
yes.
beautifully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Clara McCammon, she does our decorating and she is fabulous.
Yeah, it is.
And
exceptional.
It's going to be even more fabulous than last year.
Oh,
she's adding more things.
I cannot
things.
Wait.
I don't believe it. I don't. I don't think it's possible.
How?
Yes. So
she's
again,
very talented.
This is coming up this Thursday, May 1st, which, oh my goodness, how mm-hmm. is that even happening? But this Thursday, May 1st, mm-hmm. Tickets are available. Where can people get their tickets?
So online at Eventbrite, and you look up the Friends of the Delaware County Library, mm-hmm. and you'll find it there.
Okay, yes. Perfect. So go on Eventbrite, just look up the Friends, or even search for Night at the Races. You'll probably be able to find it.
So actually, if you go at folnar2025.eventbrite.com.
Oh, that makes it
you'll
easy.
Go right mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll already put that. Have my mm-hmm. tickets.
Yes. Yes.
Floyd loves this one, so mm-hmm. he cannot wait to get there.
Yeah, so many of the wonderful charitable annual events they do, they can sometimes be a little bit long.
Dull.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. this, it goes so fast. Like
I remember last year
I barely
being
have
like,
time to place a bet.
We're done? We're done?
I know.
I do. I like I like activities with my fundraising. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I like activities.
I like activities, period. But I like activities with my fundraising. Yeah. So that was it was a lot of fun last year. And so I hope everyone listening goes out and gets your tickets today and fills that room. It's going to be a really great time.
I think we only have 8 horses left.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So do it fast because we need to get those names.
Mm-hmm. On the horses, on the programs, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then all of the funds that come from this, of course, talk a little bit about the mission of the Friends of the Library.
So the mission of the Friends of the Library is to support the library and all the things that aren't on their budget that they want to do. In the last couple years, we've really been focusing on the Summer Reading Club, which affects 4,500 residents in Delaware County. So it's a wonderful program.
Mm-hmm.
Adults and children, mostly children. And teens, and it really keeps our skills up during the summer when, you know, usually our children kind of slack off on their reading and their educational.
Mm-hmm. It's not homework anymore.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. So it encourages them to keep reading.
Right.
And
because of the gifts, even because of the things that were raised last year, we already have the funding established for this year's Summer Reading Club.
Which is amazing.
And we got a gift from the Friends of the Library that encompassed $51,000 to support every single aspect of our Summer Reading Club this year.
Yes.
So we are fully funded for Summer Reading Club this year, which is such a gift. So we are so thankful for that.
Well, you are so welcome, and we're so thrilled that we can do it. And we've also, at the Liberty Library, we funded all the equipment in the Maker Studio.
Yes.
And that's one of our signature achievements. And so we're very proud of that.
Absolutely. And then let's talk about another special thing coming up, because you are the recipient of a very special award.
This is so amazing.
Yes. Speaking of the Liberty Library and the Maker Studio, you are our COSI Science STEAM Star Award winner, one of three.
One of three.
Nicole, and Calvin as kind of the primary fundraising team for that Maker Studio. So talk a little bit about what's going to be happening with the STEAM Stars.
Yeah, so that's exciting. So next Saturday, a week from Saturday, we will all be at the COSI Center, and it's part of their Science Festival that starts, I think, on Friday night.
So it's kind of, there's like community events happening Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then their event on Saturday is the culmination at the COSI Science Center.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be honored on the stage at 1 p.m. We have Heather Carr, Vice Mayor of the Powell City Council, presenting the award to us. And it's such an honor to get this. And thank you, Nicole, for nominating us.
Yes. And we all thought, you know, the STEAM Star Award is, you know, people in the community who are doing the work to promote science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And COSI kind of said, you know, think of people who work outside the box. It doesn't have to be a scientist. It could be, you know, an artist, you know, different things like that. And so we thought our friends, of course, with your fundraising campaign, which has raised over $100,000 at this point for the Maker Studio, and which is going to let thousands of people, you know, experience technology in a way that they probably wouldn't otherwise be able to.
Yes, we have wonderful things in the studios. We have 3D printers. I've seen children make dinosaurs out of the 3D printer, and you can etch glasses and wood and do screens on your T-shirts, make those huge banners for graduation at just a fraction of the cost.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Just this week I was down there. My mother was making gifts for children in the church who were being confirmed this weekend. Mm-hmm. She thought, I maybe want to put their names on something. And I said, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And she said, you can do that, right? I said, yes, I can. So took care of that. While I was down there, another friend was heat pressing people's names and a logo onto t-shirts for they were graduating from a doula program. Oh, cool. It's just so fun to see all the different things. Yes. Another friend was, her father had given her a shirt and said, can you put my logo on the, can you embroider my logo?
Yes.
You know, so using the embroidery machine. So it is just so much fun, all the things that people can do in there.
And we've gotten some grants from the Delaware County Foundation, both from the Robert Weiler Foundation and the Polaris Community Fund. Mm-hmm. And the Robert Weiler Foundation, or a fund within the Delaware County Foundation, they actually supplied two pieces of equipment that you can now take your old slides, family slides, photographs and everything, and convert them to a digital form so that you can keep all those memories. We just did it at a Legacy Box. Last year, and we paid $600 for it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I didn't know that the library was getting that equipment.
And the fact that you can, just knock out getting rid of all those VHS that are taking up precious space, the 35 millimeter. These things also start deteriorating. So get yourselves to the Maker Studio so that you have those. We just did my sister's birthdays. We seem to have not recorded mine, but they were a blast to watch, being the third
child.
I'm the baby of three. I still love you, Mom. You still took good care of me, just not on video.
Well, I'm 7 of 11, so I didn't get many photos.
Not many either.
I know. That is so funny.
We survived, though, didn't we?
We
survived.
Well, speaking of the COSI Festival, we will be down there on Saturday honoring our friends. But first Friday, this coming Friday, we also have a big role in, and our friends will have a booth there. Our friends at the DACC, the Delaware City Schools, the library, the Bookmobile, and COSI, we will be at First Friday, this First Friday, May 2nd. And we're doing Mystery on Main Street.
Ooh,
it's a forensic scavenger hunt in downtown where the little brown jug has gone missing from the library.
Somebody was supposed to be watching that, by the way. I'm pretty sure somebody should have had their eyes open.
You feel like there's security cameras or something for things like this. Mm-hmm. And the kids are going to have to find that. So you'll be able to visit our friends downtown at First Friday. Mm-hmm. If you don't see us the night before at the night of the races, there will be books there and just lots of fun to be had.
Yes.
Well, that takes us to our time. So we always just fly by with friends, and we're so happy to have you here with us this morning, Suzanne.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's been delightful.
Absolutely. And we'll be seeing a lot of each other over the next 8 days. So. All right. Well, thank you, Molly.
I love being here.
Me too. And thank you, Mark.
I love it too.
Oh, gosh. So much love this morning. Until next week, we'll see you in the stacks.